The rhetorical civil war in Iraq escalated further last month with the return of Al-Zahra, an anti-Shiite, anti-American satellite TV channel launched in November 2005 by a Sunni member of the Iraqi parliament who has since fled to Syria amid charges of corruption. The channel was ordered closed last month after it loudly lamented the death sentence imposed on Saddam Hussein, but within weeks, Al-Zahra was back on the air, broadcasting from a series of undisclosed locations. McClatchy Newspaper's reporter Hannah Alam was in her Baghdad office when she noticed the channel's rebirth.
One of our staff members said, "Oh my goodness, you have to see this." And everyone kind of gathered around the television, and we just could not believe what we were seeing. We've always seen clips of insurgent videos. We've seen people making pretty outrageous statements on television here, but we had never seen anything that broadcast step-by-step attacks on U.S. troops, the bloody corpses of American soldiers. There's a whole sniper montage. I should point out that I think all of them are attacks aimed at military targets. They don't show any civilian casualties. That's why they consider themselves a legitimate form of resistance.
But it's also explicitly anti-Shiite.
Yes, absolutely. They refer to the Shia-led government here as the Safavid government, a reference to a Persian dynasty that ruled Iraq long, long ago. And they say that this is just a new version of that dynasty. And we think the Persian intrusion or incursion into Iraq is just as dangerous, if not more, than the U.S. presence here.
And how do they do this? They've been shut down, and yet they're still broadcasting. By what means?
They have six correspondents roaming the country, presumably Sunni territory, in a satellite truck, and they beam that up. It's distributed by Nilesat, an Egyptian-owned satellite distribution company. So it appears not only in Iraq, but throughout the Middle East.
Now, they have said that their popularity has actually soared now that they're pirate broadcasters. Is there any way of knowing whether that's true?
It's certainly gotten a lot of attention. Every time I go into the cafeteria at our hotel, the staff is watching it, and they quickly change it when people come in. People in their homes are watching it. I've gotten lots of text messages from Iraqi friends who say, "Oh my goodness, turn it to Al-Zahra, and you won't believe what's on now." Sunni websites, message boards, a lot of college students and bloggers. People have mentioned it, for sure.
Now, there's a new twist to the pirate version of Al-Zahra, and that's English language reports. What's that all about?
I've never seen anything like it. This was, to my knowledge, one of the first insurgent videos made in Iraq that was recorded in English. In fact, there were Arabic subtitles. And in it, an insurgent group called Al-Rashidin, they're speaking directly to President Bush. They tell him, "Mr. President, we have a strategy, we have a vision, we can see the future."
"I have to admit, things are falling upon your head in a mysterious way. First, it was the mass destruction weapons scandal. Then Abu Ghraib. Then the secret prison scandal. And last but not least, spying on Americans. But believe me, there will be nothing like this one."
They make fun of U.S. forces for raising the age of enlistment to age 39. Say, "What's next? Are you going to recruit nannies?" They make fun of mission accomplished, and they show Bush in his flight suit and go on to also speak more to an American audience saying, you know, basically, why are you putting up with lies like Abu Ghraib, secret prisons, he's even spying on Americans?
Do you suppose that this kind of taunting is deemed as raising the ante here?
I think they're saying we have the technological ability to get our message out just like you do. And in fact, they show scenes of insurgents sitting around. It looks like a corporate boardroom, except everyone's in ski masks. But they have laptops in front of them. If their faces weren't covered, you'd think it was a meeting of accountants.
I want to ask you about the other side of the political equation. Last week, a state broadcasting signal was overtaken by Shiite militias loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr, and the government shrugged and said, "We were powerless to stop this." How much propaganda is coming from the Shia side?
Well, the Shia political factions have their own stations here. Firaq is probably chief among them. But increasingly, we're seeing pro-Shia, anti-Sunni sectarian propaganda on even the state-run station, which is called Iraqiya. And in recent days, we've had factions loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr, the rebel Shia cleric and commander of the Mahdi army militia, basically take over Iraqiya. And when I say take over, it's not like they storm in with guns and commandeer the station. It's their power is such that they can simply say, we're going to run this program live from Sadr City, and that's what happens. It doesn't matter that it was not part of regular programming or that it messed up the lineup. What they want, they pretty much get. And the government basically turned a blind eye to the sectarian nature of what was being broadcast.
As you know, over the past months, there's been an enormous amount of debate as to whether what's going on in Iraq is a civil war, whether it's an insurgency, and so forth. Does it matter in Iraq what this thing is called as much as it seems to matter politically here?
No, not really. If you ask pretty much anyone on the street, they'll say, yes, of course it's a civil war and has been for some time. People see bodies piling up every day. But definitely among Iraqi politicians, obviously they don't want to use civil war. It reflects poorly on their leadership.
Hannah, as always, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Hannah Alam is Middle East Bureau Chief for the McClatchy Newspaper Group.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.